A good crowd. Welcome to the Salmon Arm Chamber of Commerce All Candidates Forum. My name is Adam Meikle. I will be your moderator for this evening. I am not 12. I'm well into my 30s, just so you're wondering. Before we get started, I want to just say that the Chamber of Commerce is a membership-driven organization that works on behalf of our members and represents the collective voice of our business community. We have a volunteer board of directors, and I would like to take a moment just to recognize the individuals who are here with us this evening. I've seen Mark McMaster, for sure, right there. And we have James Young, and our executive director, Corinne. Is there anyone else that I missed out there? No shows. We'll get them next time. Also, a special thanks for the voice of the Shoe Swap. We're broadcasting live here tonight. And we also have the Salmon Arm Observer and the Friday AM who are reporting this important event. A little bit of housekeeping first before we get going. If I could ask the audience just to silence your cell phones or shut them off. It's up to you, but make sure they don't ring. That'd be great. Washrooms are just off the lobby, and in case of an emergency, the fire exits are everywhere. So calmly walk to the door, that'd be great. As I said, Corinne Grayston is our executive director and is the official timekeeper tonight. She will advise the candidates as their time is being used, so she'll let them know they have 1 minute or 30 seconds left, kind of a thing. James Young, which I mentioned, is on our board. He will be assisting with the candidate questions and our video footage, which will be posted on our Salmon Arm Chamber of Commerce YouTube channel. We're up to date around here. And that'll be on the website sometime tomorrow. There'll be a link on our chamber website. I'll just introduce our candidates tonight. I asked them for their phonetic. We have Mark right here, Mark Renard. He's with the Green Party. Harwinder Sandhu, the NDP. We have Kyle Delfing with PPC. Cindy Durkaz with Liberal. And Mel Arnold with Conservative. Just going to go through the question and answer structure so that everybody knows how we organized it. The questions came from our community members via our chamber website, and we received over 40 questions, and we've whittled them down into key categories and kind of made them smaller so it wasn't too much to get through, so they had time to answer them. So same questions, just a little bit shorter. We will ask total of 12 questions during this forum. Each question will be answered by two of the candidates. Of course, 12 doesn't go five ways, so the last question, there'll be three candidates answering. The names have been chosen randomly, so we wrote down all their names and randomly chose the question number. And then the audience will choose the question so that it's non-bias. It's all random, just so you know. We will move on to the next question and do that same two candidates per question until we're through the 12 questions. Equally important, we recognize that not all questions made it to tonight's final, which we have a candidates meet and greet in the lobby concluding this event. So feel free to approach them and ask them a question before they leave. Right on. And we will start with our candidates opening remarks. They have a 5-minute opening, and then we'll move on to our questions. We also pulled this randomly, so the first is Mark.
Thank you, members of the chamber, for organizing this, and welcome everybody, and thank you for coming out to listen to us. My name is Mark Reinhardts. I live in Spalmcin with my wife of 40 years, nearly 40 years, I should say, on a small farm. I also look after an estate, my father's estate ranch in the East Kootenays, 480 acres of it. I was born in Luxembourg, lived there for 4 years, and then moved with the family still to Belgium. And then when I was an older teenager at 17, I moved to Canada, to the East Kootenays, to that ranch I was just describing. Later I studied in Calgary, worked for a while, and I found a very interesting and rewarding job in Europe, which took me into international trade. Western Europe, East Europe, the Middle East, Indian subcontinent. So I've been around as far as the trade aspect is concerned. In 2004, I found myself back in Canada. We always wanted to come back to the North Okanagan area. I traveled through it in the past when I lived in Calgary, and I said, oh, this is a nice place to live. So we did that. We bought that farm that we live on now. How do I end up with the Green Party? The Green Party approached me after a discussion relating to proportional representation, and I made my viewpoints known, so they got in touch with me later. And I looked at their policies, and they stand for everything that I agree with. Decent policies, good policies, and the environment is top. The climate action plan that the Green Party has made at the last one, though modified, started in, it was some 11 years ago, and was published in newspaper print, and it was unfortunately dismissed by the large parties in government, but it was recently adopted by the Liberal Party on the same basis as we manage it on the IPCC targets now. The Green Party is bound by it. We intend to push that climate action plan through. We have no choice. We have a lot of youth that depend on it. And you cannot build pipelines and be a climate leader. So there will be no pipelines in our plan. It'll be working with the oil industry to whittle it down over a good number of years. 200,000 plus people are employed by the oil industry in Canada. We have to respect that. I've worked in the industry in the Middle East. I was in touch with the oil industry. I have my connections there. The intention is to talk to the people in that field, get workers cross-trained to renewables. We should be finished exporting oil to the U.S. and buy back the products they make with it. Because what do they make with the oil? The majority of the Canadian oil is not used for fuel. They make wind turbines with it, to make solar panels with it, and we buy them back, and that is not a clever way of doing business. Other things we're looking at. We have opioid crisis in our riding and across the country, serious. We have mental health issues. We have homelessness issues. And those points, those serious issues have been around for years, and what I find personally very disappointing is that the two parties that have continuously formed government over the last 50, 60, 70 years have not had the political will to correct that. It takes a bit of will to look after it. You cannot leave people out in the street. We live in 2019. People have the right to a decent and safe shelter. People have the right to be supported in any health aspect. Anyway, I hope that I get a chance to represent you in Ottawa and that you will vote for me to support Elizabeth May, who is a first-class leader. So please vote Green, vote Mark Reinhardt. Thank you very much.
We are on the unceded and unsurrendered territory of Shwapnek people. Thank you so much for coming here today and people who are joining us online. Thanks to the Salmon Arm Chamber of Commerce for hosting this event. I am a wife, a mother of three beautiful children, and I work as a registered nurse in BC for the last 15 years, recently working in Vernon Jubilee Hospital as a patient care coordinator, and I also work in Vernon Community Health Nursing. I have always been very active voice when it comes to healthcare, seniors care, affordability, environment, and any issues like social determinants of the health. As a small business owner in BC, I do also understand the struggles that small businesses face. And we're committed to make it easier for families to pass on their business to future generations. By ending, we'll have the legislation to end the unfair tax treatment on a family business transfers. And we pledge to keep the small business tax to 9%, which was recently reduced in January 2019, and which NDP proudly stood for. To help Canadian small business step out the world stage, an NDP government will streamline access to government export services and make it simpler to break in the foreign market. We'll also provide small and medium-sized businesses with a single point of contact to help ease regulatory process and support compliance, freeing up time for entrepreneurs to invest and growing their business. Recognizing a shortage of workers, a major barrier for many small businesses, especially operating in the rural area. And we'll make important new initiative and investment in training Canadians and boost supplies of traditionally underemployed groups. Our plan for public universal pharma care will also save individual businesses $600 per employee. And that will benefit individual people as a family's $550 per person. We believe that small businesses should have access and all support that they need to grow, innovate, and stay competitive in Canada and around the world. Being a former wife of husband who worked in the mills of BC, I fully support party's plan to invest in forestry and innovation to support value-added Canadian wood products and good jobs that go with them. We'll also boost the reforestation efforts to strengthen our climate resilience and ensure the sustainability of our forest sector. I will advocate for the families in the North Okanagan Shuswap to implement BC Forest Council's 60 recommendations released recently to make forestry sustainable again. Our farmers also play a major role in our economy. And I was born and raised in a farmer family, and I'm so grateful to our farmers who work so hard to put their food on our tables. We do have a plan for a Canadian food strategy that will take a whole of government approach to address regional needs and strategy that priorities by investing in our agriculture communities, supporting young and new farmers, and taking steps to ensure the rural livelihood and good sustainability. We will accomplish all these commitments like affordability, pharma care, waiving the student debt loans, etc., by increasing 1% corporation tax to people and rich people who make more than $20 million a year, which will generate $70 billion, and that money will be invested into you. And we'll also close the corporation loopholes where your money goes offshore without being invested into you. I'm glad as the election is approaching closer, every party is talking about stopping the corporation welfare and improving the services. Even the party who used to frown upon my opening introductions. Will they do it? I'm not sure. But I'm glad that everyone is realizing that how to set priorities wisely, as NDP's priorities have always been the people, not the corporations. This is the time to elect the representative with representatives who genuinely understand the issues you face and committed to bring a positive change, and are energetic and who are dedicated and work in the community with the people every day and have lived many tough experiences. I hope on October 21st you vote for Harvinder Sandhu, because I am in it for you. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kyle Delfing. I'm running with the People's Party of Canada. It's nice to see so many people out here. This is a big crowd tonight. I just want to say thank you to the Chamber of Commerce and everybody for putting this on. And I want to actually send a thank you out to people who haven't gotten one so far this run of debates. The volunteers for all the campaigns, all five of us. If it wasn't for them, all five of us probably wouldn't be sitting up here. Now, I'm running with the People's Party of Canada because we're a party based on principles, and principles that resonate with me. It's individual freedom, personal responsibility, respect, and fairness. What does that mean for Canadians? It means that we want to govern on behalf of all Canadians. We want to see Canadians equal in the eyes of the law. We're not going to pander to you tonight to buy your votes. If anybody up here tells you that they're going to make housing cheaper, ask them how. Where's the money coming from? Everybody in this room is a taxpayer here. Some of you might benefit from the promises, some of you might not, and sometimes that's fine, but sometimes those promises are expensive. And as we've seen over the last 40 years, the cost of living has gotten out of control in Canada. One of the major contributors to it is we have an ever-expanding deficit and an ever-ballooning debt. What we want to do is we want to balance the budget in the first 2 years of our mandate. And if we can do that, how we want to do that is by cutting our foreign development aid, our corporate welfare, our subsidies to companies in Canada like CBC. We also want to build the pipelines. If we can build the pipelines that have been proven in court time and time again to pass environmental challenges, we can get our oil to ports and get fair market value for it. We're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenues, never mind the jobs that would be created just by opening up the energy sector again. All the parties up here will tell you that we need to be a global leader in climate change. Now, climate change has been around for a real long time, ladies and gentlemen, but for the last little while, it's become a crisis, an emergency. Some sort of catastrophe is coming. The world's going to be on fire in 12 years. Anyways, we know that there's not much that you can do to prevent climate change with monetary policies that will punish Canadians, like a carbon tax. We know that we need to get our economic, our finances in order, and we need to get back onto the world stage in an economic fashion. We need to bring tax reforms to this country that will spur investment in our energy sector, our banking sector, in small business, in farming, make it easier for Canadians to afford to open a new business, because 79% of Canadians are employed by small businesses. We're failing Canadians. Our governments of the past, 70 years or so, has been liberal or conservative. It's been insanity. We keep voting in the other one because they're the lesser evil. We think they're going to change, but nothing really does. You know, we're a brand new party in this country, and we're huge. We're 320 candidates running across this country. We're the second largest party running for federal election, and there's a reason behind that. A lot of Canadians are looking for change. There has been an Ipsos Reid poll this summer that said 56% of Canadians would consider voting for a brand new government in Ottawa, because they're tired of the same old, same old. We're not going to stand up here and promise you to make life easier by taking your tax dollars and increasing our debt. What we're promising you is to make life easier by getting our finances in order. You all know that if you were having trouble in your own home, you wouldn't use your credit card to help your neighbor out until you could get out of trouble yourself. You would be looking for help. Right now, what Canada is doing on the world stage is using its credit card to help other countries fight climate change, to help other countries develop highways and pipelines, to help other countries with immigration policies. We have a problem here. We almost have 5 million Canadians who live in poverty. Why? It's a rich country. There's only 37 million people in this country. Think about that. 1/8 of us are living in poverty. We shouldn't be doing that anymore. Stop spending our money around the world. Bring it home. Balance the budget. Other things that we want to do is take care of veterans, and that's a big one for us, because every party up here has been taking veterans' rights away for a long time. The Liberals just last week tried to claw back even more veterans' benefits. We have 40 veterans running in our party. They came up with a policy that a lot of veterans can agree with. when they get back from Afghanistan or any of the other deployments and they have a disability, right now they're getting a lump sum payment and they're being told, have a good day, sir. What we can do is we can bring it back to 2006 where we're giving them $2,000 payments or more depending on their disability level and mental health and physical recovery. So the People's Party of Canada is for personal responsibility, individual freedom, respect, and fairness. I'm not going to take too much more of your time. Thank you for coming out. Bye-bye.
Good evening. I would like to start by acknowledging that we are on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Secwepemc. Thank you to everyone for attending, and to the volunteers, to the Chamber of Commerce for hosting this, and hello to everybody listening on Voice of the Shuswap. It's an honor to be here in my hometown with my family, my friends, my neighbors, colleagues, and fellow volunteers. I've been very lucky to have lived here almost my whole life. It's truly an extraordinary part of the world. Our community is diverse, inclusive, welcoming, and growing. And we have an astonishing amount to offer, thanks to your hard work, your volunteer efforts, and your commitment to each other. You know me. I've worked with many of you over the years on many projects. Some pretty important ones, like the Shuswap Community Foundation and the Shuswap Trail Alliance. And we need to get that rail trail built from Sigamoose to Armstrong. And the Syrian Refugee Resettlement Coalition and many important environmental issues. And the board members of the organizations that I have led pay for their own lunches because that's just the right thing to do. I believe that you don't join causes to get benefits, you join causes to create benefits. And electing an MP is another project. One, as it happens, where we need you more than you need us. You're in the driver's seat. There are five candidates, one job, a big job. Running to be your MP is the biggest step I've ever taken. You have my word that I take it on with the determination, the commitment, the respect, and the enthusiasm that I have put into past projects. And I'll pay for my own lunch. In 2015, Team PureTest came in a strong second with 30% of the vote. We have never stopped working. We've knocked on thousands of doors throughout this geographically huge community, listening to you, to businesses, and to community. And we've heard that you want a member of parliament who takes your voice to Ottawa, who knows you, and who knows this community. Ottawa needs to hear how great we are. So I'm running again. I choose forward. I want to get on with the work that I've heard from you on the ground. And I want to keep up the momentum of this government's investments in Canadians. We need to build on our accomplishments. A climate action plan. We need to stay the course. The Conservatives had a decade to put a plan in place. Instead, they took us out of the Kyoto Accord, they ignored science, and they muzzled scientists. And now they have come late to the table with a plan, which is basically to outsource the solution to other countries. Well, I believe that we must step up individually and nationally for climate action. Let's listen to our youth. We need to continue investing in infrastructure, the national housing strategy, and we need to advance reconciliation with Indigenous people by recognition of rights through cooperation and partnership. I'm excited about our party's platform, which is progressive and inclusive for seniors, for the environment, universal pharmacare, for farming and small business, for families, students, and new home buyers, making life more affordable. For decades, we've been sending Conservative MPs to sit on the back bench,
But in 2015, over 60% of us in North Okanagan Shuswap chose a progressive voice. So here's the decision for you in the next 10 days. Who is the best local candidate for your family, your community, the environment, and the local economy? We can make history. We can elect the first ever female MP and put Ottawa on notice that North Okanagan and Shuswap intends to get the attention and recognition this riding deserves. Or we can go back to the same old, same old. I don't want that. That's why I'm running for you, both your cast. Together, we can bring home some great results.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you to the Chamber for hosting tonight. I'm excited to be here to hear what questions have been put forward by you, the community, to find out if they're similar to what I've been hearing in my office over the last 4 years and on the doorsteps over the past months. People are concerned about their security at home and on the streets, that we need to take care of our environment, and that life has become less affordable under this current government. Well, I'm proud to say that our conservative platform addresses these issues and much more. We will address security by dealing with gangs and criminals that prey on our most vulnerable. We won't attack law-abiding firearms owners, but we will deal with gun smugglers, repeat offenders, and violent criminals. On the environment, our party is the only party that has decided to take the fight against pollution and climate change to a global scale. Working with partners like the Nisga'a and other First Nations in the North that have proposed getting our cleaner burning natural gas into China's coal-fired generation plants. We want to work with other nations. Rather than punishing Canadians with an ever-increasing carbon tax, we want to take our Canadian technology, build it and develop it here in Canada, and then market it around the world, working with those countries to lower their emissions where it's the worst, where the pollution is the worst, in China and Asia. Because pollution doesn't know international borders. On affordability, our programs will work to keep more of your money in your pocket. Our universal tax cut will lower the personal income tax for the lowest income tax bracket. Tax-free maternity benefits will help young and growing families get ahead, and the increase in the age exemption for our seniors. You may hear warnings of cuts and austerity being floated around tonight, and statements about the past tough economic times. Well, during the great global recession, Canada fared better than any other country in the G7, because we had a conservative government that invested in the people and in projects that moved Canada forward. And we left the Liberals with a surplus budget that they've now squandered away and added billions in deficit and debt to this country. Our current platform is fully costed by the Parliamentary Budget Officer, and will be implemented without cutting programs. We're going to do it by cutting corporate welfare and wasteful spending overseas. Rather than investing in an Asian infrastructure bank building pipelines in China, we will build projects and infrastructure here in Canada. I'm also looking forward to the opportunity tonight to hopefully talk about more about our conservative platform, a platform that has something for everyone. Policies like a national energy corridor that will help us move energy across this country from coast to coast under one designated pre-approved corridor, similar to building the railway that our earliest leaders did to unite this country from coast to coast. Those are the visions that we see in our platform, reuniting this country. With a family history that goes back over 100 years in this area, I've seen the changes, my family's seen the changes and the challenges, but we know that there are so many more things to learn. That is why I have reached out to every community in this riding over the past 4 years, through town halls, through coffee meetings, through meetings in my office, through community events, to hear from you, to know what's important from you to take it back to Ottawa. As your Member of Parliament, over the next 4 years, I will continue to do that, to hear from you, to take your message back, to make sure that you are put first. On October 21st, I encourage you to vote for a Conservative government because we